Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. We say hello to you, Jimmy B and TC. You can always get on the program, of course, at 264-1700. Once again, the phone number is 264-1700. We've got a great show lined up for you today. 1225, Sean Tomlinson on the NFL from Bleacher Report, and they've already had a couple of fights in training camp. We'll kind of get into that with Sean. 1 o'clock. Cyclone fans, get ready, because Alex Halstead, 24/7 Cyclone Alert, will be our guest. Alex Halstead on the Clones coming up at 1. At 1:40, Mitch Holtis, Kansas City Chiefs, will get into football with Mitch. Maybe throw in a Royals question or two as well. From ESPN, Zub Mahente is our guest at 2 o'clock. And then Trent goes one-on-one with Wolfgang coming up at 2:20. I know you always look forward to that segment, pal.
Yeah, lots to get into with Wolfgang today as I continue to stew about the Iowa non-conference schedule. But a little caveat there, Jimmy B. So
yeah.
Yesterday morning, the schedule is up on HawkeyeSports.com. The non-conference schedule. We found out the home and homes that they had in Big Ten play, along with the single plays, both home and away. So we found that out, and right afterwards, the non-conference schedule is up on HawkeyeSports.com. Then it was taken down from HawkeyeSports.com. Ooh. So maybe, just maybe, this is an official perhaps. Let's hope that one of these awful, awful, awful teams that Fran McCaffrey and company have scheduled again, let's hope it's replaced by somebody at least with a pulse. Somebody, a top 150 type team. An Illinois State, a Valparaiso, a good MAC school. Somebody decent, because you play this number of terrible teams in the non-conference, Jimmy B, year after year, it hurts your non-conference strength of schedule. That's a concern for an Iowa team that I believe is going to be very good this year, and I think you do too.
I agree with you on them being a pretty good basketball team. I just think that Gary Barta, the AD, and Fran McCaffrey, the head coach, listened to the show and heard you go off on them, and so that's why they're making the changes, kid. You got power. You got the voice of radio, man. You've got power.
Well, let's hope that's the case. I am the voice of reason. You know, it'd be easier. They can just hire me to come over. I'll be a consultant for them, and I'll help with their basketball scheduling. I would be very happy to do that. You think they do that? I come cheap. I work cheap. You know that.
I know that, yes, but no, I don't think that'll be in the plans for you, unfortunately. Look, I know you went off on it yesterday.
Yes.
I know that you're probably going to give it to Wolfgang when he comes on the show as well. But to be honest with you, I thought your rant yesterday was spot on. I really did. Because of the way that you framed it. Yes, they are playing some teams in some of the tournaments. But you're absolutely right, Trent. I saw on Twitter today that some of those tickets are on sale for the games that you talked about yesterday for $14.
14 bucks.
$14 to go see whomever you listed yesterday. All those terrible teams. $14 on StubHub.
Seems a little pricey. To see Chicago
seems
State.
Pricey. Seems pricey for Chicago State.
Seems a little bit high to see the Hornets from Alabama State fly into town. Seems a little much to see the old Bayou Classic. Both Southern and Grambling are coming in. Seems on the high end. Their best home non-conference game, Jimmy B, is Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois.
That's amazing.
Okay. Northern Illinois, you think of them, oh, they got to be decent. Northern Illinois hasn't been good in basketball in a long time, Jimmy B. They've been really bad. And that's the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best out of the whole group that they play. I'm looking at it right now. I bring it up. Their RPI from last year, Northern Illinois went 12-17. Their RPI is 242 a year ago. And that's the best of the group that comes into Carver during the non-conference.
To me, that's just god-awful.
Yeah.
I told you. I thought your rant yesterday was well-stated and dead-on. I really did. I mean, look, they're playing garbage, and they're serving that up to fans who have to shell out money to attend these games. And you and I both know They'll have less than 5,000 people at these games.
No, they won't.
And they'll
not less than 5,000, Jim. Come on.
You don't think so?
Get off the hyperbole train. It'll be under 10, and it'll be listed at 11, 12,000. It'll probably be 7 or 8, but under 5, come on, Jim. That's Licklider area. It won't be that bad.
Why would you go to see a game like that, though? I mean, if you work hard for your money.
Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah. I know it's a chance to go see the team play and to support. And if you're a Hawk fan, you're going to support the team.
Yeah.
I get all of that, but man, oh man, that's just garbage.
Well, you've never paid for a ticket in your life, so I don't know if you can really go off telling people how to spend their money on tickets, Jim.
Okay, you didn't have to reference that. Okay, fair enough.
I got you on that one. I got you there.
Yeah, you did.
So, Jimmy B, a lot going on. We got Alex Halstead stopping by today, excited to talk some Cyclones with him. So, our buddy Randy Peterson over at the Register has an article today talking about Joel Lanning in the NFL. All right, this story... Can we slow down just a little bit here? I mean, really, it's a fun story. It's a story you don't hear. A guy going from quarterback, an effective quarterback, and playing linebacker. It's all well and good. That's fine. But let's slow it down. The expectations, and this is the concerning part for me, the expectations are starting to become so out of whack, so unrealistic for a guy that hasn't played defense in, what, 8 years? Since he was in, like, seventh grade? Was the last time that this guy had even played defense. Now you're flipping over here, and we're talking about Joel Lanning playing in the NFL? Slow down here. And this is what happens every year for Iowa State football. This is what happens, is they get all riled up, all this excitement builds, you get these kind of things out there, and it makes the expectations unsustainable. People get so ahead of themselves. This program is building. I like the future of the program. I like what they're doing. But these are the kind of things that give Iowa State football a bad name in the fan base, because things like this come out. And people are talking about it. It goes too far. And these are the times that I shake my head and I wonder about that fan base. Well, now I see why. It's because things like this come out in August. Oh, well, this guy that hasn't played defense in 8 years is suddenly going to be an NFL. And that's what people are going to be saying. Hey, did you see what Peter said? Petey said that he's going to be in the NFL, because people don't read the actual nuts and bolts of the column. They skim through it, and that's that. And they think, and they're going to tell everybody and all their buddies, yeah, I heard Joel Lanning's going to play in the NFL next year as a linebacker. Slow down. These are how these expectations get built up so high, so quickly. And I think it's a bad thing for Iowa State football. I really do.
I saw the column. I read it as well. Look, I get that the guy is an unbelievable athlete. You and I both know that. And he is a stud football player. Mm-hmm. And we talk about how he's making that transition from starting quarterback, not just the number three or four starter on, or a player on the depth chart of quarterback, the starting quarterback, making the transition to middle linebacker and being the starter at middle linebacker. I told you before, I find it to be probably one of the most interesting stories in all of college football because of that transition. We see quarterbacks transition to wide receiver. We've seen that a lot. We've seen basketball players make transitions to wide receiver and tight end. Look, Ronaldo Nehemiah made the transition as a Olympic medalist, world-class hurdler, to wide receiver with the San Francisco 49ers. We saw the fastest human alive, the Bullet, Bob Hayes, fastest human on the planet, make the transition to wide receiver with the Dallas Cowboys. But Trent, I don't remember a starting quarterback in college and then with 1 year remaining making the position change to be the starting linebacker for a major college football team. And I hope you're right. I hope people sort of take that with a grain of salt, that article, because now you are really, really reaching for the stars and your feet are not on the ground at all.
Right, right. And I think there are so many storylines that are more important than Joel Lanning. Linebacker, yes, is an important, absolutely. But I continue to say what happens in front of him is so much more important. You know, he's got a good guy next to him, Willie Harvey. Really like Harvey's play. They're in good shape there. But it's going to matter how those junior college guys do, you know, what they're able to get out of Ray Lima. The story about the big defensive lineman that is coming in, still waiting for him to get on campus, still waiting for Tagamoa to get in there. You know, what they're going to be able to get out of him when he finally makes it to campus. You know, how much practice is he going to have under his belt before week number one against you and I? I think that's a bigger key. Those are the things that are more important, more interesting to me. It just sometimes leaves me shaking my head. It's just as simple as that.
I agree with you. We do have breaking news, however, local breaking news. Oh. Andy Garman from Channel 8 now reporting that athletic director Sandy Hatfield Club is leaving Drake University this Friday.
Whoa.
She's been athletic director since 2006. You think the hatchet finally fell on Hatfield Club?
Well, there was a lot out there, and this was something that we believed was going to happen way back almost a year ago. I mean, after the basketball season, the way that it started, we didn't think that she was going to have an opportunity to hire the new coach. She did. How much influence did Marty have over there, the school president? We still don't know officially how much sway he had in comparison to Sandy Hatfield Club, but it's something that we thought was inevitable. Then it got past the school year, and we figured, all right, she's fine. Here we are in August. Maybe she's not fine.
Hatfield Club out at Drake University. Well, they did have her stay to hire the new basketball coach, but they've got a lot of issues with those lawsuits and everything else, Trent. Look, this is big news, and I'm just wondering if it finally hit the fan over there with maybe they're going to try to settle these things out of court and take care of business that way. Mm-hmm. So they look good, at least on paper, by disposing of the athletic director. But that's the report from Andy Garman at KCCI-TV.
Very interesting there. We'll get into that more as the day continues on, Jimmy B. A lot going on here on the local front. Trade deadline, plenty to talk about there. Tried to get Mark Simon on, couldn't find a time that worked for him today, but he'll join us from ESPN coming up tomorrow. We'll do a lot more on the trade deadline. Jim, I told you yesterday I thought it was just going to be Sonny Gray and that Yu Darvish wasn't going to go, but the Dodgers, right up at 3 o'clock yesterday, they get Yu Darvish to go and bolster an already incredible team. Now they add one of the best in baseball.
I know. We get done with the show, and I'm driving out of the parking lot from the station, headed out, and all of a sudden CBS Sports Radio comes on and says, the Dodgers get Yu Darvish. First person I thought of was you, because that was your prediction. You hit the first one dead on.
Yep.
And then you felt that the Darvish would not get moved, and you're absolutely right. It was the Dodgers who waited for the last minute and then made the move to acquire him from Texas. Wow.
Couple other moves from yesterday with some local flavor to him. Brandon Kinsler from the Twins, he gets traded to the Nationals. So the Nationals, they've at least tried to improve that bullpen. The bullpen, the worst in the National League. Their ERA is 5.07 for a bullpen.
Ooh,
worst in the NL. They went out, they brought in Doolittle and Ryan Madsen from Oakland a couple weeks ago. Now they get Kinsler. At the very least, Dusty Baker, he's got a lot of options back there, all with some flaws, but all pretty decent guys. You wonder if Dusty can cobble it together. I'll tell you what, though, I wouldn't be overly confident if I was a Nationals fan that Dusty would be the guy to figure it out.
I know that you're down on him by the way he wears out arms on the pitching staff.
Awful.
And I know, and he's got a history of that. There's no question about it. But at least now he has options, where before, Trent, and we had this discussion, about a month ago, they didn't have anybody in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'd be up in the eighth and ninth inning and go to the pen, and they'd end up losing those games. They have made a serious transition now to be a real player between the Dodgers and the Cubs and themselves.
It is going to be a fun playoff. There's no doubt about it. We talked about the Cubs, what they did on Sunday night, bringing in Justin Wilson and Alex Avila from the Tigers to add a little bit of depth in the bullpen and a backup catcher to go along with it after what happened with Montero. So they had that. They're able to plug a couple. It looks like they're going to run away and hide. They're going to win this division by, oh, I mean, if I put the over-under at 6.5, probably take the over, wouldn't you?
I would. Yeah, I'd probably take the 6.5. You bet.
Yeah.
I would do that.
That's where most people are. I just don't see this, unfortunately, being a very good race down the stretch. The Cubs have put it together. The starting pitching is pitching incredibly well, and the Cubs look to be the third team out in the National League to be able to wrap up their division, probably with a couple weeks to go, would be my anticipation there. It's going to be keeping an eye on the Indians, keeping an eye on the Royals in the AL Central. Hopefully the East is a good race out there. That's what you're hoping for, and maybe we get something with the wild card. But that leads to Jimmy B, in case you missed it. It's presented today by Foods Dudes Delivery. Now, Jimmy B, we know you like to go out, have your dinners from time to time, but there's sometimes you just want to hang at home, right? Just chill, put
that
your feet
correct.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, if I've got a Disney movie on, I'm going to order out. That's exactly right, yeah.
Well, there's plenty of restaurants that don't have delivery, but sometimes you're in the mood for something different. You don't just want pizza. You don't just want a sub. You want something a little bit different. You don't want Chinese. Well, Food Dudes Delivery can help you with that. Go to fooddudesdelivery.com. You can go out, get anything delivered. Their restaurants are all listed all across the Des Moines Metro. We'll see what it is. And the best thing, it's a flat fee. So if you just order something for yourself, or you got a bunch of people coming over, you want to have something good there, have something delivered, it'll be a flat fee for you. FoodDudesDelivery.com is the place to go for it. And a pretty cool concept, Jimmy B.
I like the concept. I'm going to utilize that because that way, well, let's see. I could order the food.
Yep.
And then I could call somebody over at Draft House 50 and have them stop by and bring me a refreshment.
Oh, well, you know, you can make your own cocktails at home, Jimmy B. You do understand that, right?
Oh, you can't?
Yeah.
You can't? Yeah, but you don't you have to spend money then to buy that stuff?
What? They give them to you free at Draft House 50? Is that what it is?
I never said that.
We're learning more each and every day. We're learning more. Let's go. In case you missed it, presented by Food Dudes Delivery. Let's start. Kansas City last night, a great start out of Danny Duffy, but the offense couldn't get anything going. We go to the bottom of the ninth, and the Orioles walk it off.
See the ball, put it in play.
Line drive up the middle, base hit for Gentry. Here's Joseph the score, and the Orioles walk it off. Gentry comes through, and the O's win it.
Bit of a stinger there. They played to get a start like that out of Duffy, and not get the win as well as they're playing offensively, how good they were. That's one that kind of sticks in your craw. Good news, though, for the Royals. The Indians lost as well last night to the Red Sox. Let's continue on in case you missed it. We'll go to Jim Brinson's favorite player in baseball. It's Aaron Judge. A home run as the Yankees extend the lead last night against the Tigers.
Drill deep to left field. There it goes. See ya. Judge goes yard. 5-1 Yanks.
For all the critics out there, Aaron Judge can still do this in one swing of the bat. 2-0 pitch up in the strike zone. He had some pitches last series that he missed. He didn't miss this one.
Absolute bomb there. The call from the Yes Network in the 7-3 victory last night for the Yankees over the Tigers. That was, in case you missed it, presented by Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order today. Lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. We'll come back here on the other side. We kick things off with some football talk. That's right. The Hall of Fame game just a couple of days away. How about that, Jim? We are 2 days
away
from football.
I can't wait. I know. It's amazing. And it'll be awful. We'll be going, God, this just stinks.
Right.
But we're still going to watch it, Trent, because it's football.
That's what we do. We'll talk some football next as our man Sean Tomlinson from Bleacher Report. He kicks things off here on a Tuesday. Jimmy B and TC, we're back in a moment.
1700K BGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
It doesn't get much better than a great day on the golf course. Family-owned River Valley Golf Course is a par 72, 18-hole public golf course along the beautiful Raccoon River Valley. With twilight specials every day after 4 p.m., frequent player programs, a clubhouse available for parties, and much more. River Valley is just minutes west of the Des Moines, Waukee area. Learn more at rivervalleygolf.com. That's rivervalleygolf.com. River Valley, your golf course.
Hungry for something different? Head to Pita Pit and try an endless combination of lean meats, toppings, and spreads. Pita Pit is a fun, casual atmosphere with fresh, made-to-order pitas on a unique flatbread you'll only find at Pita Pit. There are gluten-free options, catering, and daily $4.99 specials. Monday, it's buffalo chicken. Tuesday, it's Philly steak. Wednesday, get any double meat for 99 cents. Thursday's Pita Pit special is the chicken souvlaki. Friday is the BLT. Turkey is Saturday's pita, and Sunday's is the gyro. You can order online at PitaPitUSA.com/build. That's PitaPitUSA.com/build. Pita Pit, fresh grilled, flavor filled. Now you can try the Pita Pit for yourself and save. The Pita Pits in Ankeny, Urbandale, Des Moines, and West Des Moines are this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Pita Pit certificates to use at these locations for only $25. Get this Pita Pit sweet deal for yourself Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest. But we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Jim Brinson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 3 o'clock today. Sean Tomlinson, Bleacher Report on the way momentarily. But the breaking news, of course, is Drake University. And just quickly to recap, the story by Andy Garman from KCCI-TV. Nice job by Andy breaking that story. Sandy Hatfield Club out as Drake's athletic director. Apparently, she has accepted a partnership in an intercollegiate athletics consulting firm, and so she is done this Friday. Drake will have a afternoon news conference to discuss it. Trent, my guess is after they got the basketball coach hired, they probably gave her some time in order to find a new job to make it look like this.
That's what you're thinking, huh? You think some yes. nefariousness happening in this one. Well, good news. We have Andy Garman coming by. He's got a couple minutes for us at the top of the hour. So 1 o'clock, we got Andy Garman here, and we'll be talking with him about this story and what he was able to figure out over at Drake.
That's great. Andy was the guy who broke the story. Congrats to him, and I can't wait to talk to him. Let's head right now, then, to the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. And it's always good when we have a chance to talk NFL football. Bleacher Report, Sean Tomlinson, he joins us right now. Hello, Sean.
How are you today, guys? It's good to have football back, is it?
Yeah, it's great to have it back. Have you been in a fight yet? It seems to me that tempers are flaring at several different camps, including the Super Bowl champion, Sean.
I have not been in any fisticuffs lately. I stay protected at my desk with almonds by my side, and I stay safe here. But yeah, it's a sort of a typical thing early in camp. I mean, there's a lot of cliches that you can spew out. The competitive juices get flowing. These guys finally get to hit somebody with the pads on for a couple times, after OTAs. I think often those skirmishes, look a lot, more menacing than they are. They're over just as quickly as they started. And, I mean, to sound like a big tough guy here, but I don't know where you come from, but where I come from, if you're going to drop have a little Donnybrook, as they say, you do it without helmets on. There is no real fight in football, let's be honest.
No, you're exactly right. It's out there, pushing each other, shoving each other. Nothing really in the end happens out of these quote-unquote fights that happen. But there's football to be played coming up on Thursday, a little bit earlier. Normally you had the Hall of Fame game that would happen on Sunday. We get excited for it, and then the game by the second quarter and on usually is pretty dreadful. What are you excited to see on Thursday, though, Sean?
Second quarter, you're being generous. Usually the starters are in for a series or two. I'm just looking forward to seeing how the Cowboys and how that comes along, that offense there, and just seeing how everything is sort of easing into to play here. It's early on, you want to see what these young players have and how they can move forward and bring good depth, and you just have to have a lot of patience here. It's August 1st, and I think that's really the main thing. Just focus on the young players and see what they offer.
Sean, I just saw something here from the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Apparently, he's told reporters that his starters will not play at all in Thursday's game, but he said the field looks nice.
yeah. Again, I mean, it's a lot of fun to have football back. Don't get me wrong. I'm not downplaying it. I get it. We're all really excited after 7 months of nothingness. But yeah, we need to sort of maybe pump the brakes a little bit. Even the third game of the preseason, the one that supposedly matters, the dress rehearsal, starters typically don't see the second half usually there either. So, but yeah, listen, it'll be good to have something sort of meaningful happening. And you know what I always really enjoy watching in that fourth quarter. As much as we might roll our eyes, those snaps mean a lot to these guys who are about the 90th man in the roster. You go back, remember Victor Cruz. I mean, he had three touchdowns, and he would have never had any sort of career if that game didn't happen in the preseason. So as much as the product might not be great on the field, this is very meaningful for a lot of kids trying to make it up there.
Sean, each and every year, Deadspin comes up with why your team sucks for the season. I'm a Bears fan. I don't need anybody to tell me why they're going to suck. I can see it with my own two eyes. I get a kick out of the column each and every year, but everyone has kind of some positive vibes right now. Those Chicago Bears, it's hard to see positives with this team. Can you give the Bears fans, myself included, any ray of sunshine, or is it just a poo-poo platter for 2017?
I think I consider myself a generally positive individual with my outlook on life, so I'll give us a spin here. Leonard Floyd would be the guy to really watch and really hang your head on as the future of that defense. He had some injury problems last year, one really scary injury, but he can really fly off that edge and create some pressure in the pocket. And I think he's the anchor of that pass rush going forward. I think the secondary is going to be reasonably solid. You know, when you put Princeton McNamara in there, Quentin Demps is underrated, really. He's sort of blossomed a little late in his career. And offensively, that's where the struggle to watch the whole game every Sunday might come up. But Adam Shaheen, tight end, second-round pick, I think he's really going to rise as the year goes along and they give playing time to some of these younger players. There's obviously concern among the wide receivers. You know, could Kevin White justify his draft stash from 2015? Karen Meredith is terrific, but he's still inexperienced. But yeah, there's some good young talent on that team. And I think as a Bears fan like yourself, you need to watch it with your eyes wide open. It's a rebuilding team. It's a team that probably 6-10 is your best case scenario. You just need to go through this year and see what the future holds for 2018 and beyond.
Sean Tomlinson is our guest. We're talking NFL on the Draft House 50 hotline. Sean, then take me to the Minnesota Vikings. With what they have right now, will they be a contending team in the division along with Green Bay? Or are they going to suffer the slings and arrows of falling back to 8-8, something like that?
I am always confused by the Vikings. When they started out just red, sizzling hot last year, 5-0, and you know, then there was obviously the stumble. I think there's a great defense there, especially with Daniel Hunter really emerging. He is absolutely built, you know, house brick solid, right? And then you have Xavier Rhodes, one of the best cornerbacks in the game. Now, the questions start when, on the other side, is there enough support for him? Trey Waynes, is he going to keep, you know, at times he's looked like a draft bust, at times he's flashed, so I'm uncertain there. And then on the offensively, the eternal question is around Sam Bradford. Listen, he is great when you're asking him to throw those short to intermediate passes. But beyond that, he's always struggled to really push the ball downfield. And when you have a quarterback like that, can you really take advantage of the great deep routes that Diggs runs? Right his speed as well. So it's a team that if you get behind, can you claw back? That's really the question the Vikings need to answer. That said, getting behind, it might not happen too often if you get back to what the Vikings did well just two seasons ago, which is that power running attack. I think Dalvin Cook can do that. He is really a dynamic runner, a great downhill runner, and I think he's going to do a lot. And, you know, maybe I don't want to throw the Adrian Peterson comparisons. I don't think that's fair to the Vikings running backs coming next. But I think he can restore that really solid rushing attack for the Vikings.
Sean, up to Green Bay, there's been plenty of conversation already what Ty Montgomery's going to do at that running back spot. Now they're full-time with the training camp that he'll be able to get under his belt this year. You get Jordy Nelson, Davante Adams back, Martellus Bennett added as the tight end. What's going to be the role for Randall Cobb? We saw when he is not a number one, you know, you can do so many different things with him. Do you expect him to be a big part again of that Packers offense this season, a Packers offense that looks to have a chance to maybe even be better than what it was in the second half of a year ago?
Yeah, it does. And but I think the Packers offense is even scarier when he's more involved and when he's at his best. And there's been some inconsistencies over the past few seasons with Cobb. Now, in fairness, he was limping around last year. Even when he was on the field, he wasn't quite himself. But I think that when you have Jordy Nelson with his deep speed opening up those underneath routes, Devontae Adams does the same. If you have Cobb underneath and able to hit him in stride, he can create so much yards after the catch. That's the best use for him when you're essentially asking him to turn into a punt returner after the catch, and we see what he can do in that role as well. So really, it's to me, the Packers need to get him back to the Cobb we saw in, I believe it was 2014, when he really erupted. And they have the offense stacked around him. When you bring in Martellus Bennett, and I'm a really big Ty Montgomery believer, when you give him an entire offense to transition from being a wide receiver instead of doing that midseason, which is incredibly difficult. You know, he's a compact runner, really slashes through the hole. He averaged close to 5 yards per carry out last year, I believe. I think he's really going to come on strong. So, yeah, there's a lot to feel afraid about with this Packers offense, as always.
Sean, then take me south to the Kansas City Chiefs and a team that a lot of people, I don't know if you have yet or not, but I'll ask you this question, have penciled in to maybe be one of the top teams, if not the top team, in the AFC West and the team that will challenge possibly for a Super Bowl slot. Are you there with that, or do you see something different for the Chiefs?
You're asking me to really climb out here on August 1st. like I said, I do see the Chiefs having a great season. You know, it's, you know, when you have, again, similar to the Vikings almost, it's a team that relies on that power-rushing offense, and that's what they've leaned on. And they have a great stable of running backs, especially when you add in Kareem Hunt. You know, there is the only really area of uncertainty is the depth at receiver beyond Tyreek Hill. Now, he is absolutely electric. But when you take away Jeremy Maclin, you know, we just not certain, you know, can Chris Conley excel in that role? He hasn't really gotten a lot of time yet. You know, maybe, you know, he probably proves me wrong, but there's just not that certainty there. You know, but beyond that, you know, that, you know, at the defensively, Marcus Peters just gobbles up the receptions constantly, really swarming there. Chris Jones is really emerging as a great young pass rusher. There's a lot to like throughout that roster, but you get to the problem after the regular season that the Chiefs have had recently. Can they get over that playoff hump with Alex Smith in what could potentially probably be his last year as a starter? And that is a question that we're going to have to find the answer to in January.
Sean, should be a fun one. Looking forward to Thursday night, the kickoff of the NFL. Great talking with you. We'll be doing a lot through training camp. As always, appreciate your time, Sean Tomlinson.
Hey, Ty, thanks so much.
Sean Tomlinson with Bleacher Report there with us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Jimmy B, let's get a quick break. And got something that might be right up your alley coming up on the other side. Our friend Angela from New Leaf Wellness stopping by. And maybe a chance to help you out, you know, in those lulls of the summer, Jimmy B, those own rickety bones getting to you. I got something that might be able to help you out. What do you think?
Oh, perfect. That's what I need. You're setting me up right now for the old man needs help. Okay, I get it. I understand it. We're coming right back with that, everybody, on the Big Talker 1700.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
right now at the Home Depot. Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray. Or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7575 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7575.
AutoZone presents Keeping Cool. When the AC is on the fritz, your commute becomes a hot mess. Luckily, AutoZone carries AC Pro refrigerant that helps restore cold air in only 10 minutes. Right now, you can save $5 instantly when you buy 20 ounces of AC Pro refrigerant with hose and gauge. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1/21/17.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back here on a Tuesday. We take you up until 3 o'clock this afternoon, 515-264-1700. The phone number, we'll have some open phone lines for you. The big news of the day, Drake in the market for a new athletic director. Andy Garbin going to join us from KCCI, who broke the story just a little bit ago. He'll kick off hour number two. But right now, got a special guest in the studio, Jimmy B. We got Angela here with us from New Leaf Wellness. Welcome in, Angela. How are things with you here on a pretty nice Tuesday.
Yeah, they're great. Can't complain.
Well,
all right, Angela. Let me just get this out front. Okay.
Yep.
Angela, he's setting me up here. Angela, he's setting me up because he's the young guy on the block. I'm the old man on the block. So he's setting me up to take a fall here because young versus old. I don't want to take that fall, Angela. Can I still be as good as him?
Absolutely, you can. Maybe even better.
Yeah. Okay, Trent, I'm ready now. This sounds good to me.
Well, let's talk, Angela, a little bit with you about New Leaf Wellness. I have started a couple of programs. I've done the GAC and the MIC is what they're called. And I got a couple extra LBs on me. I've already lost a little bit of weight. But the biggest thing that I've found over the last 3 weeks that I've been doing it is I've been just energized. Like, I can feel that and the lull that happens. So our show goes till 3 o'clock every day. Do a couple things, finishing up, wrapping up here in the studio, and you hit that lull. You hit that wall, and then I have a couple of meetings in the afternoons that I go to, things like that. It's like, I don't want to. I haven't felt that, and I'm still energized throughout the day. That's been the biggest part of that, making my runs in the morning, have that extra energy all throughout the day. That's the big thing that's really come to me and that I've been able to find here over the last 3 weeks with these programs.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing is with the GAC and the MIC, they're a great combination for getting rid of extra pounds, but they're also great for energy levels because the GAC's going to convert your fat to fuel mm-hmm. for that energy. It's going to curb your appetite. It's going to help with inflammation in the system. So there's just a lot of benefits as far as anti-aging and speeding up your performance, and great for those individuals that like to be in the gym or athletes. Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more. Sorry, Jim, cut you off here. I'll let you get in after this one. But about New Leaf, what you guys do for the guys out there. Our audience is predominantly male. For the guys out there, somebody like me in my 30s, somebody like Jim, older than that, we'll just put it that way, and everybody in between, you know, what you guys can do for the different people that are in different stages of their life.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing with New Leaf is I think sometimes people think, oh, it's just a female clinic, and that's not the case at all. We work with lots of male patients, and we're a functional approach to getting you back on track and helping you feel your best, whether it's low testosterone levels, whether it's vitamin deficiency, whether it's doing things like the GAC and the MIC, or just that appearance. We do Botox and we do Juvederm and we do facials. So we not only help you to feel better inside, but look better on the outside. And it's not just a female clinic because more and more men are noticing as they age, you know, it's just part of life. We start experiencing these lulls in our testosterone levels and we start to put on a few more pounds. So it can be great for anybody.
Angela, I'm one of the lucky guys, even though I'm really an old man, older than dirt. Trent says I look pretty good for 92, so I'm going to stay with that. But my question is that I've been an athlete all my life, so now I've got aches and pains in my older body and some arthritic activity going on in my hip area. So how can you guys help there as far as guys who remain active? And I work out almost every day still, but still consider having some pain throughout their body.
Absolutely. We could do some hormone level checking to see where your testosterone level is. By the time a male patient has reached the age of 40, they've lost over half of their hormone levels and decreased 2% every year thereafter. So when we're low in testosterone, that can create inflammation in the system, or things like the GAC helps with inflammation in the system. Another thing that we do is we check your IGF-1 level, which is related back to your human growth hormone. So when you're working out and you're working out, but you're kind of like a hamster running on a wheel and you're not seeing any sort of results, that's where we can check that IGF-1 and see, are you low in that human growth hormone? We do a bioidentical form of treating that human growth hormone that's effective. So there's all kinds of options for an individual.
It's awesome to hear. And you guys do so much. The testosterone replacement therapy that is out there, I know a real big part of it as well. So a lot of different things that you can do. Give them a call today if you're interested. Set up free, no-obligation consultation at New Leaf Wellness. It's 515-650-1358. Again, that number, 515-650-1358 at New Leaf Wellness. But we're not just here to talk about New Leaf. We're here to talk a little sports. Angela, you're a big sports fan, which I love. I walk in the building. Seems like everybody's talking sports in there.
Well, yeah, you know, that's the thing is I kind of have a little bit of a rivalry going on with my manager because she's a Cyclones fan. We won't hold that against her, but and then me being a Hawkeyes fan. So we kind of go to battles with each other.
Well, let's get into the Hawkeyes then. You're a Hawkeye fan. Everybody knows I'm a Hawkeye fan. Yeah, I'm a guy on the radio. I'm supposed to play it down the middle. It's not. I grew up that way. I grew up in the state. It's how I am. Even though I'm wearing red today, I'm a Hawkeye fan.
Yeah, we won't hold it against you.
No, I can't do that. But
I will.
He will. He always does. This team this year, expectations kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. Vegas has them as a 6-7 win team, right in that range. What's your expectation level for this Iowa team this year? Question marks. No C.J. Beathard anymore. Quarterback is wide open. There's some spots you're excited about, but where do you kind of see this Hawkeye team this year?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best, but I don't know. We can keep our fingers crossed and hope our guys can bring it home for us, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those years. Now, it seems like when expectations are like this and they're not real high, they're not Big Ten championship high, those are the years that they somewhat surprise and they can come out of nowhere like they did 2 years ago. We were kind of talking about Iowa in kind of the same vein. Maybe they'll win 7-8 games, something like that. The schedule's easy. The difference this year, the schedule's a lot more difficult. Ohio State comes in this year. Mm-hmm. Penn State comes in this year. You going to make it over to Kinnick Stadium at all this year?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah,
we'll see.
This is the year to do it.
I know, right?
That home schedule is really good. A lot of good games on the schedule there. It should be a fun year. And, well, I got to get your thoughts then on Kirk Ferentz. As he gets ready now for his 19th year, some people are old Kirk. You know, old Kirk, same old, same old. Some people feel and look at what he's done with the program. So where are you with Kirk Ferentz as he gets ready for year 19?
I love him. I love him.
Love him.
Yeah, I love him.
Love
so
Kirk.
Yeah, love him. So yeah, I think he's a fantastic coach and you know, some people may disagree with that, but I think he's a fantastic coach and we'll keep our fingers crossed for the guys this year.
Good stuff. Well, Angela, before we let you go one more time, New Leaf Wellness here with Jimmy B and TC, the number 515-650-1358. And also a little extra for our listeners out there, not just what we've talked about with the testosterone replacement therapy, what I'm doing, the MAC and the with the GAC and the MIC, but also $25 facials and $25 back spa treatments for maybe a little something to hand over to wifey or the special lady in your life.
You can do that or you can take advantage of it yourself.
Right, that might be even better.
I mean, that's the thing is more and more men are, like I said, doing things to preventative-wise as far as slowing down that aging process. And so doing a back facial can be so relaxing and help with skincare needs. And so I invite all the men to come out and take advantage of that special.
Jimmy B, $25, even you can afford that.
Hey, listen, I got news for you. After she had that offer, I'm taking advantage of it because I need all the help I can get on my ugly kisser. I can tell you right now.
That goes without saying, no doubt. Angela, thanks for joining us today. Good stuff. We'll be talking a lot here through the coming months, and we're getting ready for football season. It's almost here. Kickoff on Thursday night with the NFL Hall of Fame game. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff.
No doubt. Angela with New Leaf Wellness. Again, that phone number, get those gift certificates today, $25 facials, $25 back spa treatments at 515-650-1358. 515-650-1358. New Leaf Wellness is the place to go. We take the time out. Back with more here in a moment.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
This is Charles Osgood. Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring, and independent research shows 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, Indeed helps businesses find great new people every day. Right now, Indeed is giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your credit at Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. Supply. See you soon.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, alright. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into